The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. Be it down at IMG. You see the sprawling facility and amenities that they have. And it's like, man, I was walking around with Newkirk. He's like, man, high school players go here, academic center, immaculate dorms, multiple fields. It was insane. But you'd be proud of me, Ira, because in the morning, you know, folks at Rewind would be proud as well. In the morning, I mean, the because you had baseball going on there, you had the national championship or the championship round of the NFA 7-on-7 going on, and you had Under Armour going on. So the campus parking lots were full. I swear to you, Ira, we must have had to park 3/4 of a mile away from where we had to go. I mean, man, you talk about a schlep. That's how big this campus is. It's insane. It's insane how sprawling the accommodations are for the guys that go to IMG Academy. But walked the whole thing, and then was on the field walking around all day. And that's everything to do with Rewind. So it's amazing how many people are asking me about it, Ira. Getting messages left and right asking me about Rewind. So people are paying attention. And here's the surprising thing. More after the last one. I mean, we got questions after Desmond was on. We got questions after Jake Butt was on. But after Dr. Amy Rothberg was on last week, it was like a flood of calls. And certainly a few more after, hey, man, that was a heck of a, you made that schlep. What are you doing? So, and now that doesn't mean it wasn't hot as hell. The other thing that happened, so there was a lunch at a place called Philly's. Right, can you imagine what they served at Philly's?
Okay, I'm going to guess cheesesteaks.
Ira, I looked at the menu at Philly's, and I was like, hey, no, I can't meet you guys there. I'm cool. I got to go to another spot. Wynn had a salad, Ira. How about that? Sam Webb turned down Philly's for a salad. For a salad. Now, that's progress right there. Now, that doesn't mean that I can never eat a Philly again in life. You know, you just got to do things in moderation, right? But while I'm in this phase, you know, you got to take it easy. So one thing, and this is the last part about the trip. So we go to get the rental car, and I go to pick up the rental car, and I put my brand new phone right down there on the desk. Do you know we pulled off without that phone? You know, IMG. IMG is like an hour away from the Tampa International Airport. So we're driving, and Josh says, you're calling me. I'm thinking I'm butt dialing them. Pick it up, and it's the gate agent or the agent at the Hertz dealership is like, hey, you know, your guy left his phone here. He had called my wife. Now, granted, at least he called my wife. But man, you talk about hearing it from the wife on something. It's like, you left your phone. I can't let you go anywhere, fortunately. And then you can imagine.
She could have called you when Grace called me about 4 years ago. She called me a bleeping idiot.
So when she got the call, someone's calling from my phone, and they say, ma'am, did your husband, is this his phone? Oh, man.
Oh, she was probably, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can understand what the why there was a little bit of chewing out there. But we got it together, man. We got it together. I guess I was so focused on making sure I didn't, you know, making sure we didn't stop at a bad fast food spot on the way out. No, you know what it was, Ira? You know what it was? Here's what it was. They let us get a Cadillac. And I was so excited to get the caddy that I left my phone on the
thing. That explains a lot, actually. That's what it was. That actually explains a lot. That explains a lot.
Anyway. Now, as we get into the next hour, folks, a lot to dissect from over the weekend. You had the NBA playoffs where suddenly the Nets and the Bucks are even. This series that I and many others had being done after an epic beatdown, takedown. You remember saying, what would a comeback in this series be akin to? I said a 2004 ALCS. Red Sox coming back from 03. Ira made the, and even, you know, he added to that linkage by saying, hey, you remember that score in game three? 19, wasn't it 19-8, Ira?
Something like that. It was a blowout.
It was a blowout. How could the Red Sox get off the mat from this when you have a blowout? You're down 0-3, and oh, you have the curse on you as well. All right, so they got up from all of that, thinking that, hey, the Bucks just beat you down by, they had you down by 49 without James Harden. How do you come back from that? Well, you got in game three, Bruce Bowen coming out thinking that he's Kyrie or KD, trying to take the game winning shot. Or Bruce Brown, not Bruce Bowen. Did I say Bruce Bowen the first? Bruce Brown. Thinking that
Bruce
he's
Bowen's
Kyrie.
Like, man, I've been retired, dude.
KD or Kyrie. Then in the most recent game, in game four, game four, Kyrie gets hurt. Now, Ira, is different. How long is Kyrie going to be out? That looked like a pretty substantial ankle injury. Can he go Isaiah Thomas on him? Can he give him 25 points in a quarter? Can he light up the opposition? Zeke had just that one game anyway. When you knew it was over when they didn't get that game. 88, game six, epic performance. Epic performance by Zeke. Limping down the court, only to be robbed by a phantom foul. Can Kyrie do that? Can he muster that? Because without Kyrie, who's your number two for the Nets? Who's that guy? They don't have him. Yeah, I think they were hoping, hey, does Blake have a little bit left in the tank to be able to give him that? Doesn't look like it. Give you a few dunks that we didn't know he was capable of still. Can't give you much beyond that. So that series is looking a little bit different. Is this the moment for Devin Booker? Is this it? What do I mean by the moment? That moment where Michigan native, where he becomes one of those faces, one of those names that transcends his sport, where, all right, now you don't have to be an NBA fan to know who Devin Booker is. I think he's in that moment now. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.